is where most of the water damage is.
On a recent weekday morning in downtown Astoria, Oregon, passersby might have noticed something unusual. A young woman on a tall stepladder talking to a group of people on the sidewalk. They were focused intently on a row of small windows, called clerestory windows, that run along the top of the storefront of the historic Oddfellows building on a corner of Commercial Street on the main drag.
So we can infer from that, from the water's coming in at 2A and 2C and somehow migrating in to the space under 2B.
They're students of historic preservation from the Tongue Point Job Corps Center, a U.S. Department of Labor residential youth training program in Astoria. They're also part of something called the HOPE Crew. HOPE stands for Hands-On Preservation Experience. It's a grant-funded effort that will restore these old windows in the century-old building. The Chicago-based Tawani Foundation is funding the project. In addition to being historic, the building has another unusual backstory. The Oddfellows building is owned by three local women, and the artisans working on the HOPE Crew are also primarily female. Milan Jordan is director of the HOPE Crew program with the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
So HOPE Crew has actually been in existence for 7 years, and we've been doing trades training all around the country. We do 2 to 6 week training programs that are meant to be experiential engagements to get people involved in the preservation trades. A year or two ago, we began campaign planning, and that was to commemorate the 100-year ratification of women's right to vote. We reached over 1,000 sites, of one of which was this Oddfellows building, and we decided to do a HOPE Crew training here because we wanted to elevate women in the trades as well, too.
The restoration story of the Oddfellows building, which was originally a fraternal lodge, goes back a few years when three local women decided to buy it and save it from out-of-town developers. Jessamine Grace West, a former Astoria City Councilor, is one of the owners. She's also executive director of the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, a dance studio located in the building.
I think this really all started with the Partners in Preservation Vote Your Main Street grant, which people may remember from 2 years ago, where Astoria Oddfellows, that building, was one of 20 chosen across the country to essentially compete for a $150,000 grant from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And it all came down to how many votes you had. And we ran what was a very successful month-long voting campaign. We were nervous because we were up against places like Austin, Texas, Seattle, Washington, you know, Los Angeles, California, these big cities that had much larger populations. But our building came in third with over 90,000 votes. And that is all because our community completely rallied and spread the word and voted every day. And we received the full amount, the full grant of $150,000 from the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
After that grant award, one thing led to another. Paint manufacturer Benjamin Moore donated paint for the building's exterior, and that led to the National Trust's involvement with the HOPE Crew. Leading the HOPE Crew's efforts is a window and glass preservation expert from California.
So I'm Ariana McHow, and I am the owner of Zilani Glass Conservation, which has been in existence for 18 years, and we primarily preserve and fabricate stained and leaded glass windows for residences and monumental buildings. The name of the business is derived from my grandmother. In my father's tradition, he's Kenyan. You're given one name when you're born and another name when your parents decide you've come into your own. And on the day I received my master's in stained glass conservation, my father decided to give me the name of his mother, my grandmother, Tabitha Zilani McHow. And so I thought it was a great way to honor her presence and her name by naming my company Zilani Glass Conservation.
The clerestory windows, that's spelled C-L-E-R-E story, are also called transom windows and are a frequent feature in historic buildings. They'll get new putty sanctioned by the National Trust. The new putty is similar to the original materials used when the building was built. McHow also led a weekend workshop for community members interested in historic preservation. At the heart of the project is a desire by the National Trust to encourage women to get involved in the trades. Jordan said there are currently few women in construction trades, but there's high earning potential there. The trust is also trying to change the narrative around women working in traditionally male professions. She said it's been a learning curve for people at the National Trust.
Engaging women in the trades has brought up a lot of different systemic things to consider, and that we really see how much women keep everything afloat. We just, between childcare and needing to care for their homes and having other jobs, and that, when it's a predominantly male crew, we don't hear of a lot of these issues. It's just sort of, yep, going to work and I'm getting in there. And then when we start engaging women, we really do see how much we are the pillars of our homes and communities, and that there are a lot more considerations to take into planning projects like these, because we have a lot as women going on.
West said, as one of the owners of the Oddfellows building, she feels more like a caretaker.
You know, the building's going to be there long after I'm gone. So it's just, I feel like I'm just this person in this period of time who is responsible for taking care of it.
She said buying the building sometimes felt like a long shot.
I mean, I can't count how many times that we were told that we were high risk. You know, three women trying to get a loan to buy a building. There wasn't a lot of faith in us. And I do believe that definitely had to do with our gender and our ages and our bank accounts and the fact that we didn't own really much else.
In the end, it came down to community.
So our lender did believe in us. The real estate agent and both, you know, men did believe in us. And if that had not been the case, I don't think that we would have achieved this, no matter how hard we pushed, because you have to have people on the other side give you that chance.
From the Oddfellows building in Astoria, Oregon, I'm Joanne Whiteout.